Well, good evening again. Those of you who are watching me by live streaming, we welcome you to our Wednesday night Bible class, and we welcome you to Christian Fellowship Church, where Jesus is Lord. Boy, I thank God for Jesus. I have some exciting news tonight. I'm going to continue on the subject that I started last Wednesday night, the subject that says, if Satan had known, he would not have crucified the Lord Jesus. And he just didn't know. But I want you to get your listening ears, open your heart up. With all the stuff that's going on, I'm going to tell you like I heard R.W. Shambach will say many times, you don't have no trouble. All you need is faith in God. All you need is know what God has said and put your faith in him. Trouble cannot come to your dwelling. Father, tonight I yield myself to the Holy Spirit. Take these words that come from you. Speak them through the lips of clay. Cause hearts to be thrilled as they receive, eyes be open to see, and ears to hear. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. If Satan had known that this were going to take place, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going to pick up at verse 8, and I'm reading this portion of scripture from the Passion Translation. Listen to it. None of the rule of this present age would have present world order understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of shining glory. This is why the scripture says, thing never discovered or heard of before, thing beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things God has in store for all of his lovers. Verse 10. But God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. I'm going to read that again. But God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Yea, he has revealed to us his innermost heart and deepest mystery, thoughts through the Holy Spirit, who constantly explores all things. After all, who can really see into a person's heart and know the hidden impulses except the person's spirit? So it is with God. His thoughts and secret are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God. For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to know and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. Now watch this. He said, who can know the things of the Spirit of God except the Spirit of God? Like you will never know my thoughts, but my spirit in me know every thought. Now watch this. This is what, and every thought that comes in my mind, my spirit know it. And here's the next thing. And because my spirit knows the thoughts that come in my mind, I have the ability to guard what I let in my mind. I'm going to say it again. I have the ability, being born of God, to control what comes in my mind. But you know that the Spirit of God knows the thoughts of God, and God has nothing evil in his mind. You are on his mind all the time. And his thoughts, they are to bless you. Jeremiah 29 says, I know the 29:11. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to do you good, to bless you. Amen. So the Spirit of God knows the thoughts of God, and God is good, and good cannot produce evil. Glory to God. I said God is good, and good cannot produce evil. And so if Satan had known that this would take place, that we would become so much like God until God called us his children, the children of God. God called us sons of God, children of God, the redeemer of the Lord. Amen. A new race, a new breed. Now listen to what Ephesians says. This is what God did. Listen, Ephesians 1 and 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above, now look what he did. See, Satan didn't know this was going to happen. Far above all. Far above all. I'm going to say it again. Far above all. Principalities, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. Did you hear what I just read? And every name that is named. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That means Jesus had been raised far above every name in this world and in the world that is to come. Jesus is far above that, this name. Now watch this. And see, he didn't know that God was going to raise a man from the dead like this.